It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me, as he always does from time to time, I've got Aaron Bott with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. Just came out last week that there were some reservoirs around the area that have changed their fishing limits. There was a little confusion with the ones that's closest to us. It doesn't necessarily, you know, it's not necessarily really close, but there's one that's there. We're going to talk some fishing report, and then, you know what, if you're still on the hunt there for some hunting permits and things like that, you still have another opportunity, and we're going to talk about all that with Aaron. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dave.
Let's dive right into it, Aaron, if we could. How are things going right now, just in the area as far as fishing and things like that?
Well, some folks may be aware that fishing limits have increased in some water bodies across the state due to drought conditions, but none have been increased in our region as of yet. We're typically a drier region than most of the others, and so we're pretty proactive when it comes to being ready to handle drought.
And one of those places that we talked about just right there, I talked in the open, close to us is Fairview Lakes. I mean, it's over the top of the mountain, and it is actually open to the public, but that is just that lake that's right there in that development, isn't it? It doesn't include all the other ones on that energy loop.
That's correct, and we have had some questions coming into us asking if that included the energy loop, Mammoth and Cleveland and Electric. It does not affect those water bodies. So the fishing limit increase is only the one up in the HOA development area.
Right. It's when you can see it. If you get up on top and you look down off the one side there, there's that lake and there's the cabins and all that. That's Fairview Lakes right there. And that's the only one that's really considered in that limit, right?
That's correct.
All right. And you were saying that we're doing pretty good in our area, and you don't foresee anything like that happening here within our region.
Yeah, we're being, again, pretty proactive. Schofield right now is doing great as far as fishing goes. I mean, that is the gem of the region for all fishing activities. But I just got a report this morning from some happy anglers out there that were really enjoying themselves over the weekend.
And Schofield, yeah, as you said, that seems like it's always the place to go, and people do a really, really well up there. You were saying the rest of the energy loop isn't too bad either. There's a couple out there that are looking a little bit low, you were saying already?
Yeah, some of them, like Mammoth and Electric, we're hovering around 60% capacity in the reservoirs and beginning to drop. It's really some of those I'm not sure we'd be able to launch any boats at, but you still can get some fishing done. I have been getting fishing reports from all of the energy loop water bodies, and people are enjoying themselves.
So get out. You still got time, and it sounds like that fishing is going really well out in those areas like that. Now, another thing you wanted to talk about is you've got some events coming up, and these are down in the Moab area. You're not sure as far as dates yet, but you've got some things that are coming up, and you wanted to talk about those for just a moment.
Yeah, in the first couple of weeks of August, we're going to be hosting a reptile and amphibians night event down in Moab, and this will be family-friendly. It will begin in the evening. We'll have lots of different native reptiles and amphibians to talk about and to show and tell, and it should be a great time.
All right, so that's coming up. Keep an eye out on your website for that. And then the other thing that you wanted to talk about is if you're feeling like you were left out and you're looking for hunting permits, there are still some that are available now.
That's correct. The next couple of weeks in July, we've got tags that were turned in due to conflicting schedules and whatnot, and we've got some of these tags here at the Price office that you can start to purchase. So if you were unlucky the first go around, then now is your chance to try and draw a tag and get out this fall.
And on some of those tags, these you have to go to the office for, right? You can't get online and do it?
Yeah, we encourage people to come into the office. If you have any questions, you can get on our website, or you can just call our price office here, and our staff will be happy to help you out.
All right, so just head on down there, give them a call, and they'll take care of what you need as far as hunting permits that are still left. There's still some time, and you still have some out there that you can grab a hold of. Aaron, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. I'm going to let you get back to it, all right?
Thanks, Dave.
All right, that's Aaron Bott with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.